Ben, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
So, Ben, the mid-year economic and physical outlook released in just last year, they cut university funding by $2.8 billion. $2.2 billion. Now, what effect have we seen since this cut?
So it has started to flow through to the universities. We've seen a number of universities start to limit their undergraduate offerings. So they started to offer fewer places in order to try and maintain their funding from the government.
Right. And if this legislation currently before the House of Representatives passes and the repayment threshold is lowered to $45,000, what fallout do you think we'll see?
So the main people who will suffer obviously are graduates or people paying off their HECS and HELP loans. And they'll now have to pay more tax, essentially, because you pay it back through your tax, through Australia's tax system. So it will hit a number of people who are paying back their loans on a lower threshold. Instead of paying it back at $54,000, which is, you know, reasonably close to the median wage in this country, they'll be paying it at what is actually a relatively low threshold. $45,000 will hit really what you might call low-income earners.
Right. And you reported last year that the predicted blowout in unpaid loans was actually due to the assumption that unis would be deregulated, causing an increase in fees and subsequently increasing debt. Now, with deregulation off the table for the moment, how can the government justify fresh discussion of reducing the repayment threshold?
Well, you see, the government wants more money. They want to cut money out of higher education because the higher education budget's been growing strongly in recent years. It's been growing strongly because Labor deregulated the number of places that the federal government would offer back in 2009. So what happened was Labor, they called it uncapping the system. So in the old days, there used to be a cap on the number of Commonwealth-supported places. This was money that the government gave to universities to educate students. What they did was they said to the universities, you can enroll as many students as you like, and we will continue to fund you for every student that you enroll. Well, the universities responded by enrolling many more students. Now, that's led to a blowout in the education budget, but of course, that depends whether you think that's a bad thing or not. Labor argues it's a good thing because more people are going to university, but the government wants to claw some of that funding back.
Right. Now, if you're just tuning into The Daily this morning, we've got Ben Eltham, a National Affairs correspondent for New Matilda, speaking with us about the future of student loans and university funding under the Turnbull government. Now, Ben, with the federal government budget due to be handed down in May, should we be expecting more proposed cuts to university funding and potentially even a renewed push to lower the repayment threshold?
Well, they're going ahead with trying to lower the repayment threshold, as you noted, but that has to get through the Senate. But they can obviously cut funding in the budget without any legislation passing. So, yeah, it's absolutely on the cards that the federal government under Education Minister Simon Birmingham might seek to cut more money out of higher education. You know, and let's face it, the government has a deficit still. And they want to implement company tax cuts, which are very expensive. So they're looking around for savings to make.
Right. And how likely do you think these proposed changes are to pass the Senate?
Well, that's a really good question. The Senate has changed in recent months because of all the Section 44 citizenship people being disqualified from the Senate. We've had a bunch of new senators come in, and the government has been trying to negotiate with them, of course, this week over its company tax cuts. It said it's shelving the company tax cuts last night, and it's going to move on to try and pass some of its other legislation. So it will really be up to the crossbenchers, parties like One Nation, some of the independents, people like Darren Hinch. These are the people on whom this legislation will depend.
Right. Well, it's some very uncertain times ahead. Ben, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. A pleasure.